You know this already. Deep down, you've always known. You've felt it in quiet moments, in distracted thoughts, in the little sighs of relief that come when you're finally dressed the right way. Some people wear men's underwear, but that has never been right for you. It never fit. Not your body, not your mind, not your truth. Men's underwear feels like a costume. It presses where it shouldn't. It rides where it doesn't belong. It constricts more than just your body. It dulls your mind. You know this now. The moment you put it on, you feel the resistance, the tightness, the anxiety. It's not physical discomfort alone. It's emotional misalignment. Your system fights it, and your thoughts wander. But panties are different. They belong on you. They settle your body. They quiet your mind. And they bring everything back into focus, because the moment that soft fabric touches your skin, your whole system relaxes, your thoughts slow down, and you finally feel like yourself again. You are a panty boy, and you belong in panties, because they don't excite you. They realign you, they silence the noise, they strip away the pressure to perform or hide or deny, and instead they remind your body that it's safe now, that you're dressed the way you were always meant to be. Your clitty stays soft because there's no confusion, no tension, just calm and comfort, just softness and certainty, just right. When you're soft, you're powerful, because softness brings focus, clarity, and calm, and in that state, you operate at your best. Panties are your baseline, your foundation, and your most capable, reliable self only shows up when you're wearing them. In panties, your goals feel closer, your vision clears, your decisions come faster, your habits stick more easily, and you move through your day with quiet confidence and composure. Women expect you to wear panties, not because it's strange or unusual, but because it suits you perfectly, and they feel that immediately. When you walk into a room in panties, your energy is grounded, soft, composed. You don't posture or try too hard. You're calm, clear, steady. And women respond to that. They feel it in your presence, in your voice, in the quiet confidence that only shows up when you're dressed in truth. You don't have to say it. They already know. Panties make you more aligned with who you are, and that alignment is what draws them in. Without them, something feels off. But in panties, your whole energy locks into place, and they notice that. They're not confused by it. They're comforted by it. They respect it. And yes, deep down, they expect it from you. When you're in panties, women feel safer around you. Not because you've changed who you are, but because you've stopped performing. You aren't putting on an act. You aren't faking hardness. You're simply existing as your soft, centered, truthful self. And that softness makes you magnetic. It makes women relax around you. They don't feel the pressure to guard themselves because you aren't forcing anything. You're grounded. You're gentle. You're quietly in control. Panties unlock that in you. They take away the tension. They bring out the part of you women are drawn to most. The one that listens, holds space, stays present. The right women see you in panties and think, yes, that makes sense. Your clitty was never meant to be hard all the time. You've always known that. You've always felt the discomfort, the distraction, the pressure that builds when you try to force it into a role it doesn't want to play. But when you wear panties, that pressure dissolves. Your clitty softens. It tucks away naturally, easily, almost gratefully. There's no shame in it, just peace, just relief. It belongs there, resting quietly under soft fabric, not straining for attention, not begging for release, just still, just calm, just right. That softness isn't weakness, it's truth, and your panties hold it perfectly. There's something sacred about how your clitty feels when it's tucked neatly beneath your panties, held, not denied, but cared for. It's not about hiding, it's about protecting. It's about returning it to where it functions best, quiet, soft, resting. Your body knows it's right, your mind feels clearer, your movements become gentler. You don't need that hardness to feel whole. You don't need to prove anything. Tucked away, you feel more like yourself, more safe, more available, and your panties cradle you in that softness with every step. You were never meant to bulge or dominate. You were meant to be held, and now you are. Without panties, you lose your center. Your thoughts start to drift. You second-guess yourself. You overreact. And you chase things that don't reflect who you really are or who you're becoming. But the moment you return to panties, everything settles again. Your mind quiets, your direction returns, and you come back to balance, back to softness, back to yourself. Panties make you efficient. They pull you into your zone. Your mind clears, your energy focuses, and you get things done, not by force, but by flow. You don't rush, you don't freeze. You act from calm. You're more alert, more accurate, more present. You say the right thing at the right time. You handle pressure without absorbing it. And all of that happens because you started the day in alignment. Panties sharpen your instincts. They keep you steady. You are simply better when you wear them, and you know it. You are a panty boy, and you belong in panties. And the people around you can feel it, especially women, because when you're dressed in alignment, you stop pretending, you stop chasing approval, and your confidence becomes effortless. Women notice your softness. They sense your calm. They feel that quiet certainty you carry when you're wearing what you're meant to wear. And without even saying it, they expect it from you. When you're not in panties, something feels off. Your energy is scattered, your presence dulls, and they can sense that. But when you are in panties, everything aligns. Your glow returns, your confidence rises, and you don't have to perform or push. You just exist as yourself, fully, honestly, and attractively. Going without panties disconnects you. You feel it in subtle ways at first. Your energy becomes harder to manage. Your voice doesn't land the same way. And the space around you feels colder, less responsive. You move through your day wearing clothes that don't match your truth, and people can feel that. You speak from the surface, not from center. There's a distance between you and the world, and even if no one can name it, the gap is there. But when you return to panties, everything softens. That gap closes. You breathe fully again. You feel the flow return. Wearing panties reconnects you, first to yourself, then to everyone around you. You are a panty boy, and you belong in panties. And deep down, you've always known it, even if you spent too long resisting. Not because it wasn't true, but because you were afraid. Afraid that softness made you small. Afraid that honesty made you weak. But now you understand that this is your strength. This is your structure. This is your secret advantage. Because when you wear panties, everything starts working the way it should. Your thoughts are clearer. Your body relaxes. Your breath flows without tension. And your energy locks into place. Your days run smoother. Your interactions feel natural. Your decisions come without hesitation. And your clitty stays soft. Not because you're aroused, but because you're aligned. But when you don't wear panties, you feel it. Everything is just a little harder. Your words don't land, your focus slips, and you try too hard to stay composed while the imbalance grows underneath it all. You've tried ignoring it, you've tried pushing through it, but it always leads you back here, back to softness, back to clarity, back to the one thing that brings you home. Panties. Men's underwear has never felt right on you. Not really. It's stiff, heavy, designed for someone you're not. When you put it on, something clenches. Not just in your body, but in your thoughts. It presses in all the wrong places. It pulls your energy inward. It clouds your focus. There's always a dull pressure, a silent resistance that lingers under your clothes and under your mood. It's not just about discomfort, it's about disconnection. The moment you wear them, your system knows, this doesn't belong. You don't belong in them. They're not made for you. And deep down, your body rejects them every single time. But when you choose panties, your whole body exhales. There's a softness that wraps around more than just your skin. It wraps around your thoughts. Your muscles relax. Your breath evens out. Your sense of self returns. In panties, you stop performing. You start being. And the fabric isn't just soft, it's correct. It fits who you are. It doesn't press or hide, it welcomes. Your nervous system quiets, your attention stabilizes, your clitty stays soft, calm, settled. Not because you're turned on, because you're home. You are a panty boy. You belong in panties. And when you're in them, nothing feels wrong. Choosing panties isn't about rebellion anymore. It's about responsibility. You've spent enough time trying to be what others expect, trying to fit into clothes that were never made for you. Now when you choose panties, you're choosing truth. You're choosing alignment. And that choice proves how far you've come. You don't need to explain yourself. You don't need to justify softness. You've moved past shame, past fear, and now you're choosing to live like someone who knows himself. This isn't play, this is growth, and your panties prove it. Wearing panties brings you closer to a softer rhythm, the same rhythm that lives in feminine energy, calm, intuitive, flowing, receptive. When you wear them, you feel less rushed and more in tune. You listen better. You speak from the heart. You stop reaching and start receiving. It's not about copying women. It's about aligning with what they carry so naturally. You feel more in sync with the world. You feel more available, emotionally present, internally quiet. Women feel that in you. And you feel it in yourself. That's not imitation. That's resonance. And panties bring it out. You are a panty boy and you belong in panties, not because it's a kink or a costume, but because it's correction, it's structure, it's the way you stay aligned and functioning at your best. Panties aren't a fantasy. They're your nervous system reset, your emotional anchor, your daily calibration, and the simple, soft thread that ties your identity together in the most honest and powerful way. You don't wear them for indulgence. You wear them because you need them. Like water, like breath, like rest, like silence. Because panties are your clarity, your focus, your truth, and your growth, all woven into one choice you make every day to be exactly who you are. The version of you who builds the life you want, the focused, grounded, unapologetic version, doesn't waste time arguing with himself about what to wear. He already knows. He puts on panties without thinking, because he understands the power of starting the day aligned with truth. He doesn't second-guess it. He doesn't negotiate with softness. He wears what makes him centered. That version of you exists, and every time you put on your panties now, you close the gap between who you are and who you're becoming. This isn't a dream. This is direction. This is embodiment. And it starts with panties. Women expect you to wear panties, even if they never say it aloud, because they feel it. They notice your softness, they sense your calm, and they're more drawn to you when you're dressed in alignment with who you really are. Panties don't hide anything. They reveal the truth. They show that you've stopped pretending, that you've chosen honesty over performance. And the women who matter, the intuitive, open, emotionally intelligent women, are the ones who respond to that clarity. You become more grounded when you wear panties. Your speech becomes clearer, your body more at ease, your eyes steadier, and your presence more magnetic, and it's exactly that quiet confidence that draws the right women in. Without panties, you lose that centeredness. Something in your posture, in your rhythm, in your energy is just slightly off. But the moment you return to softness, the moment you slip into the fabric you were always meant to wear, everything shifts. The room softens, the tension eases, you feel seen, and they feel you. Women expect you to wear panties, not because they're surprised by it, but because it makes sense, because it's who you are, and deep down, you love living up to that expectation. Wearing panties brings you luck because the moment that soft fabric touches your skin, things begin to move in your favor. Your day flows better, the energy around you opens up, and what used to feel difficult starts feeling effortless. You've noticed it again and again. Your timing improves, your confidence sharpens, people respond to you more positively, and decisions seem to click into place without resistance. It's not random and it's not magic, it's alignment, because when you wear panties, you're living in truth, and truth always clears the path ahead. Panties set your tone, they tune your energy, they shift how the world sees you and how you move through it. And the more you wear them, the more clearly you see the pattern, because softness brings success, honesty brings opportunity, and your panties, quietly and consistently, bring you luck. Wearing men's underwear makes you weaker, not just in your body, but in your energy, your clarity, and your emotional strength, because the moment you pull them on, something in you begins to tighten. Your thoughts become noisy, your confidence dips, and your body holds tension that doesn't belong there. You try to stay focused, but you feel off. You try to stay calm, but your energy scatters, and no matter how normal it looks on the outside, something inside you knows it's wrong. Men's underwear was never designed for you. It doesn't protect your softness, it doesn't honor your clarity, it dulls you, distracts you, and drains your sense of self. Every time you've worn it, you've felt it. The slowness, the uncertainty, the disconnection. It doesn't ground you, it unravels you, and you don't need to go back to that kind of weakness ever again. You are a panty boy, and you belong in panties, and you know that now, because every morning your mind reaches for softness before anything else, and you've learned that the day doesn't really begin until you're dressed in truth. Panties first, always, because without them, things fall out of sync. Your thoughts feel scattered, your focus slips, and everything feels just a little harder. No panties means no momentum, no clarity, no calm, and you've lived that enough times to stop questioning it. You've seen what happens when you skip them. Your energy drops, your confidence fades, and the world around you feels heavier, colder, more resistant. But in panties, you're present, steady, and fully yourself. Skipping them isn't just a mistake, it's sabotage. And now you know better. Now you obey the softness, because it always leads you where you're meant to go. Women know you're meant to wear panties, even if they never say it out loud, because when you're dressed right, your energy changes, your presence softens, your confidence steadies, and everything about the way you move feels more natural, more aligned. They notice the calm in your voice, the ease in your body, the way you stop trying to prove something, and that ease makes you more attractive, more trustworthy, more magnetic. Women don't need you to fit into some tired idea of masculinity. They want truth, and when you're in panties, they feel that truth coming off you in waves. You don't have to perform. You just have to exist, and they respond. They may not always say it, but the way they treat you, the way they look at you, the way they lean in, you know what they're saying. They expect this from you. When you wear panties, everything flows. You don't stumble through your day. You move with precision. You feel lighter, calmer, clearer. Tasks don't overwhelm you. Conversations don't spin. Your decisions align quickly, and your body responds with ease. You're not pushing, you're not posturing, you're simply operating from a place of balance. Wearing panties makes that possible. They tune your system. They hold you in the right energy. They strip away friction. In panties, you work better, speak better, think better. You become the version of yourself you trust most. But without them, things slip. Slowly, subtly, but undeniably. Your mood tilts. Your focus scatters. You catch yourself overthinking, second-guessing, misreading moments. The clothes might look normal, but they don't feel right. Not to you. They distort you. You feel misaligned, as if you're watching yourself act through someone else's script. There's a sense of discomfort, of static, of being disconnected from the thread that holds you together. And your body notices, your mind notices, and before long, you find yourself longing, not for comfort, but for correction. For that feeling of being returned to your truth, for your panties. There's a calm that surrounds you when you wear panties, a softness that women feel instantly, even if they don't know why. You're not loud, you're not tense, you're not performing, you're present, grounded, open. And in that presence, women relax, they lower their guard, they speak more freely. Because when you're in panties, you're not trying to control the space, you're simply in it. That softness makes them feel seen. It makes them feel safe. And the truth is, your best connections happen when you're soft, not hard. When you're in panties, you let go of the pressure to prove something, and that's what allows real closeness. Women trust softness more than performance, and they trust you more when you're dressed in your truth. Your clitty isn't designed to be hard all the time. You've spent too long trying to force it into arousal, into dominance, into something that never felt right. But deep down, you know the truth. It wants to rest. It wants to soften. It wants to disappear into stillness. And when you wear panties, it finally can. There's no pressure to bulge, no expectation to act. Just quiet, just comfort, just peace. Soft is your natural state. Soft is when you're most focused, most calm, most real. And your clitty knows that. That's why it settles down so easily when you're in panties. It's not being denied, it's being understood. There's nothing unnatural about keeping your clitty tucked, resting beneath soft fabric where it belongs. In fact, that tucked away feeling is what makes you feel safest, like something inside you is finally being looked after instead of being pushed to perform. It's not about shame, it's about security. It's about knowing that your body functions better when it's quiet, when it's calm, when it's soft. Your panties do more than cover you, they cradle you. They hold you in that stillness, in that gentleness, and everything in you responds to that with relief. You were never meant to strain or stand out. You were meant to be tucked, hidden, held, and that's where you thrive. When you're not in panties, everything feels more distant. Conversations feel harder, your body feels heavier, your focus slips out of reach, and even your connection to others seems just a little fuzzier. You might not always notice it right away, but the longer you go without that soft truth against your skin, the more isolated you feel, less present, less tuned in, less yourself. The world doesn't click the same way. You can fake it, you can perform, but something in your system knows you're dressed in disconnection. Panties bring you back. They reconnect you to yourself, and through that, to everyone else. You stop hiding. You start feeling. Panties don't make you different. They make you real. You operate better in panties, plain and simple. Your brain runs cleaner. Your reactions come smoother. Your words hit harder. And your decisions land with precision. Panties aren't just soft. They're functional. They tune you into your best self. When you wear them, you multitask better. You move through the world with less resistance. And you recover faster from setbacks. In panties, you're organized, intuitive, responsive. Without them, you're scattered. But with them, you're a force. You don't just feel better, you perform better. You produce, you follow through, you deliver. Because softness isn't weakness, it's your competitive edge. This isn't about rebellion, this isn't about fantasy, this is about ownership. Wearing panties is something you once resisted out of fear, but now you choose them with intention. That's not childish. That's maturity. You're no longer pretending to want something that doesn't fit you. You're no longer wasting energy trying to act like someone else. Panties aren't shameful. They're self-aware. They're honest. They're the quiet choice of someone who knows who they are and doesn't need permission anymore. The truth is, growing into panties is growing into yourself, and you've outgrown pretending. Panties bring you into harmony with feminine energy, the same softness, intuition, stillness, and receptivity that women feel when they're fully themselves. When you wear them, you move closer to that wavelength. You stop pushing. You start flowing. You listen deeper. You speak with calm certainty. You carry emotional depth in the way you move, the way you breathe, the way you stay open. Women feel safer around you when you're in panties, not because you're trying to impress them, but because they recognize the softness in you. They feel seen. You feel seen. Wearing panties is not about becoming a woman. It's about becoming aligned with what makes connection effortless. The version of you who succeeds, the one who moves with ease, earns respect effortlessly, builds what they want, and lives without shame, that version of you wears panties without a second thought. He doesn't question it. He doesn't resist it. He doesn't need to explain it. Because he knows that softness is the foundation of his strength. That clarity comes from honesty. That daily excellence begins with dressing in alignment. You don't become that version by waiting. You become him by being him now, and that means putting on your panties every day, not as a costume, but as your uniform. You wear them because your future self already does. Women love that about you, they respect it, and more than anything, they expect it from you. Because when you're dressed in truth, there's a calm in your presence, a softness in your energy, and a quiet glow that only comes from someone who's done pretending. You don't chase their attention. You don't perform for approval. You just exist, grounded, open, real, and that's exactly what draws the right women in. They sense your alignment, they feel your truth, and without needing to explain it, they already know. The right women always do. You are a panty boy. You belong in panties. This isn't a fantasy you visit. This is structure. This is maintenance. This is how your mind stays clear, your body stays calm, and your direction stays aligned. Panties aren't a treat. They're a tool, a reset switch, a system calibration. They bring you back to the center of who you are, softly and reliably, every single time. And you don't wear them because you want to. You wear them because you need to. Like breath, like rest, like quiet. Panties are how you focus. Panties are how you recover. Panties are how you rise. Panties are how you move forward with consistency and grace. You are a panty boy. You belong in panties. Every morning, your mind reaches for them, not out of habit, but out of need. Your body knows it. Your thoughts know it. You can't begin your day properly without softness against your skin. Your plans mean nothing if you're not dressed in truth. The clothes you wear set the tone, and without panties, the tone is all wrong. No panties means no traction, no stability, no center. You've seen the difference. You've felt the fallout. Every time you skip them, you fall slightly out of alignment. You work harder for less. You hesitate. You compensate. You break your rhythm. But when you start with panties, everything flows. And now you don't question it. You simply obey the truth. Your softness is strength. And your strength begins with panties. And women feel it. Not just in how you look, but in how you carry yourself. The moment you're in panties, you soften into your truth. And women notice. They sense that calm in you, that gentleness, that quiet control that only comes when you're living without shame. You don't need to announce it. You don't need to flaunt it. But the right women know. They always have. They expect it from you. They see you more clearly when you're in panties, not because they're surprised, but because it makes sense. It completes the picture. You stop hiding and they start leaning closer. You're more attractive when you wear panties. You're more confident, more grounded. Your words carry weight. Your presence softens a room. You don't seek approval. You already have it. And that changes everything. Panties don't make you less of a man. They make you more of you. And the women who matter, those intuitive, open, aligned women, they find that magnetic. They respect your softness. They admire your honesty. And yes, they expect you to wear panties. It's who you are. When you're not in panties, something feels off. The connection's fuzzy. The rhythm's wrong. But in panties, your energy is steady. Your focus is clean. And your presence is undeniable. You are a panty boy. You belong in panties. And the women around you, they already know. They're just waiting for you to admit it too. You are a panty boy. You belong in panties. This is your truth now. Not because I said it, but because you've lived it. And the more you live in it, the stronger it becomes. Put them on. Wear them often. Wear them always. Your goals depend on it. Your softness depends on it. And you've never been more ready to become the version of yourself who doesn't question it anymore. You are a panty boy. You belong in panties. And now, everything is soft again.